היום יש לנו יום מיוחד.
Today we have a special day.
חג של אור.
A holiday of light called Chanukah. So let's read a few excerpts about it.
היום יש הדלקת נרות?
כן.
Do we have the candle lighting today?
Yes, we do.
When, what?
Lighting of the first candle of Chanukah. We'll be lighting it this evening in the main hall downstairs. Everyone is invited.
Shai, how are we going to do that?
From 5 to 6 p.m. Israel time, a lesson with you in the studio.
Yeah.
Then we're going to continue for another 30 minutes with the language coordinators, and it's for the world clear, so we'll continue broadcast, and we won't be broadcasting the candle lighting.
Okay.
Probably tomorrow it will be.
So, Chanukah selected passages from the sources, please.
Chanukah selected excerpts from the sources. Item number one, from Rabash, concerning the Chanukah candle. Chanukah is the work of correction of creation, which is to obtain the vessels of bestowal, with which we can then achieve the purpose of creation.
Vessels of reception in order to bestow.
We can call this this spirituality.
This holiday is a spiritual holiday.
Because we do not want to do anything for ourselves.
Not using, not in order to receive, not in order to bestow, not using the vessel of reception at all, being only above them.
But only for the Creator. As our sages said, an offering, meaning a burnt offering, is all for the Creator, completely spiritual.
It's all bina. It's all faith above reason, detached from the will to receive. Basically, as though man is an angel. This is the issue of Chanukah. Understood? Everyone understands? Good. Everyone agrees? Excellent. So, Chanukah is the work of correction of creation, not the purpose of creation, the correction of creation, which is in order to obtain the vessels of bestowal, with which we can then achieve the purpose of creation, which is receiving in order to bestow. That's already in Purim. We can call this spirituality because this holiday, because we do not want to do anything for ourselves, detaching one's ego, rising above the ego, but only for the sake of the Creator. As our sages said, an offering, meaning a burnt offering, is all for the Creator, completely spiritual. All right? You agree. Okay, go ahead.
Excerpt number 2 from Rabash, Article 9, concerning the Chanukah candle. Chanukah, chanu, packed, ko, here, meaning that they packed here. This means that Kafhei, 25th of Kislev, was not the end of the war, but only a pause. It is like an army that wants to start a new major assault, so it lets the soldiers rest and regain their strength, so they can continue the war. He said that there are fools who think that they receive that order not to go forward into enemy territory, but to rest because they have finished the war, and there is no need to defeat the enemy anymore. It turns out that Chanukah is still not the completion of the goal, but only the correction of creation. It completes the vessels of bestowal, meaning acts of bestowal.
This is really something a lot of people think, that most importantly is to rise above the ego and not touch it, and be righteous, detached from all the evil, not doing bad to anyone, and then you are as if floating in the air. That's a huge mistake about the corrections. We only detach from the evil by that, true, but we don't correct the evil, so we don't realize the purpose of creation. And so Chanukah is only half the way. Chanukah. Meaning there is still a very unique, strong battle to go through, but right now there is a pause. And that pause symbolizes that we are now changing how we're going to continue the war. So one phase of the war is to conquer the vessels of bestowal, faith above reason. And then a different kind of war, a different kind of work, is to start working with the forces of reception in order to bestow. That's a completely different form. And so, do not think that rising above the will to receive, being righteous, being pure, that is the final correction. It's only a preparation for the correction we haven't yet begun. Next.
Excerpt number 3, Rabash, Article 9, concerning the Chanukah candle. The miracle of Chanukah was about spirituality. As we say, when the wicked kingdom of Greece stood over your people Israel to make them forget your law and move them from the laws of your will, you, with your many mercies, stood up for them at the time of their plight. According to what we explained, spirituality means using vessels of bestowal. The domination of the Greeks is expressed in forbidding anything that has to do with the vessels of bestowal, because there was control over the work of Torah and mitzvot there as well. This was on the outside. It is far more so in the thought. They would govern the thought, so they would be unable to aim anything for the Creator. Rather, they wanted the people of Israel to be immersed in self-love, by which they will be separated from the Creator. All the thoughts of the Sitra Achra, the other side, are only about removing them from the Creator.
Maybe some questions? Well, what's going on with you today there? I don't know.
What forces do we need to collect?
For what war?
To start conquering vessels of reception.
After Chanukah.
After Chanukah. Why do we need more forces? Why can't we just continue?
You can't. It's a completely different light that you're attracting. Until Chanukah, you grow in vessels of bestowal, in Katnut, in Gagalta and Naim. Put it like this, you don't have so much of a war with the evil inclination, really. You just want to be a good kid, to rise above the ego, to rise above everything. You don't transform the evil inclination to a good inclination. You don't use the Oviut to turn it to purity, Zakut. We don't understand what lies in it. But Purim, that's work that we can't even fathom. We can't reveal and make it tangible, taste it. The angel of death becoming the holy angel is something we don't understand. We truly establish the image of the Creator. From all of the evil He created in us, we shape it in the image of the Creator. These are indescribable things. It's not just turning it around.
What are these forces? How do you collect them?
All of man's desires to receive, they're all intended for correction, from the light to the heavy. Now, there is a portion that can be corrected by receiving, by bestowing in order to bestow, and that's their final correction, so to speak, although it has nothing to do with the complete final correction, general final correction. And there is a portion that can only be corrected by receiving in order to bestow, and that's Purim. So Chanukah is this pause. Now, what's the classification? We don't know. The upper light does that. It classifies and sorts out our vessels this way and that way, and we start understanding what we can and can't work with. And we work to the maximum extent that we can with our vessels, and that's how we move towards correction. You don't know. You're not shown, look, this is your whole package, and you got to take just this portion, and this is for Chanukah, and all the rest, keep it for Purim. There's no such thing. The maximum you work in quantity and quality is your corrections through which you grow. As you grow with whatever you can, which means only in vessels of bestowal. Vessels of bestowal. What's vessels of bestowal? Relating yourself to Kedusha, to holiness. You don't yet actually establish holiness, you just relate yourself to it, like a little one towards an adult. That... Well, we're going to have to clarify this more. What's the issue with systems? What are the ascents of Chanukah? And what ascents and descents are Purim? That's all the way to the final correction. All right. Yes, Michael.
He writes that the dominance of the Greeks is expressed in forbidding anything that has to do with bestowal.
Right. That's in the beginning. What?
How can they dominate the vessels of bestowal? Isn't that supposed to be outside of their domain?
Yes. Right. The Greek refers to vessels of deception that don't allow to even work with the vessels of bestowal. The vessels of bestowal are also in receiving, in bestowing in order to receive. Because the shattering happened throughout all vessels, both in Gadlut and Katnut. The vessels of Katnut, which are shattered, is what it means that Israel are under the rule of the Greek.
And how can you still work on the vessels of bestowal? What needs to be done?
The upper light. As always, when we connect and pray for the light to come, it comes and sorts out the vessels, and we start feeling that in these desires we can be in order to bestow. Bestowing in order to bestow, meaning not hating. As it says, don't hate your brother in your heart. Meaning that you don't exist in vessels of reception, you rise above them. Don't think it's easy. It's very, very not easy. Put it like this, I don't do anything at all. All my vessels are vessels of reception. I don't use them. It's like a baby. What do I use? What the upper one gives me. That's what I use. Meaning I cling to the upper one. I know that in my vessels I cannot activate them. So all my efforts, energies go towards not activating myself. Yes.
And if one does receive from the upper one, let's say from the 10th, strength to do something, importance or...
No. This is where you have to stand guard, to stay small, to always be little, meaning relating yourself to the great ones, to the adults. Integrating in the 10 as much as you can, but just integrating in them, that's Katnut, infancy.
What does it mean that it's included in them but not activate himself?
You don't activate your vessels of reception. Your vessels of reception, but in order to help them, pushing them, taking part with them, participating with them, yes, please.
Meaning how is it expressed? Is it for me or... If it's to support them, then...
I understand, but I'm out of words here. I don't have words. You're asking good. You're asking correctly. What's the difference between bestowing with regards to the group or that I receive in order to bestow? Receiving in order to bestow, I'm using my vessels. Vessels of reception open up the corrected vessels, or I can already correct them now, and then I'm using together with the group. When I use the group as the first nine sefirot and me being Malchut, and vessels of bestowal, I don't work that way. I only work with by integrating in them. All right? Okay, so today we, at 6 p.m., you will be downstairs in the dining hall to light up the candles. Who's lighting them? Me? How? Ah, me. Yeah, actually. I'll be after my festival, too. So, yeah, I'll come there, but six in a few minutes. All right, good, very good. So, we'll see you there in the evening.
Just to remind you about the lesson today at 5, there were a lot of question marks which we weren't able to reach when we were discussing the topics.
They should write.
Exactly. So we want to invite everyone to ask questions through the link that was sent. We'll send it again about love covers all transgressions, everything that's revealed in the groups.
That's excellent. Very good for us to clarify that. Everything depends on them. They need to ask. But it's actually better if they ask in writing, because then we can sort things out and not just spend that hour for nothing. So, okay.
Genga.
Yes, Gena. Just so that we don't miss this very important work for today, can you summarize when we go out today, what do we need to do in terms of what we discussed? We need to get used to being in rejection and attraction, hatred and love, coming closer and moving apart. Try to be in both of these forces and realize they both come from the Creator. He wants us to use all the forces in nature, so the angel of death becomes the holy angel. That only by the intention, you cannot correct the will to receive. It wants to draw everything into itself, but you want to use it with an intention, as we discussed, that you sort out your attitude to others. This evil inclination helps you understand how far you are from others, and by that it helps you start coming closer to them above the evil inclination, and from everyone to everyone. Okay? Yes or no? Neve, is there any friend here that you can't stand? No. Poor guy, you don't have any spiritual work. What to do? What to do? I don't know. Ask the Creator to awaken some rejection to someone in you, hatred to someone, some anger, some fight, conflict, something. Then you'll suddenly feel that Oren disregards you. You won't just feel it, you'll hear it. You know, you're reading and he says, "Who are you? What do you know?" Something. And then you get worked up and you have something to do. So anyone who doesn't feel this hatred should ask, he doesn't have any work to do. Doesn't have any work. It's like he's castrated, literally. It's like neutralized. So let's say that 10% of the world, Kli, don't feel such hatred, so they're exempt from the work you discussed with Gilad. They have to search. I'm sure it exists everywhere. It exists everywhere, not necessarily in your personal 10. It has to do with the whole Kli. All right? Among the men, I mean. Women, I am not talking about that. I'm afraid of that. All right. Thanks to the TV viewers. Have a good day. We have a special meeting with Rav Lightman and the World Kli groups today, Sunday, 5 p.m. Israel time until 6:30 p.m. Israel time on KabbalahGroup.info. And the World Gathering of Friends from 6:45 p.m. Israel time. We're inviting all the friends in the World Kli to connect to the Gathering of Friends, KabbalahGroup.info. With this, we conclude. Good day, great night. Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. Together, together as one.